fact, I would like to just offer my support to you to follow that if that's what you're feeling now, because it is definitely a change, and you'll be ahead of the game. And I feel like if you are in alignment with your core values and you're putting that through your product, that you will shine even more so than you do now. That's just a feeling, please, you know, take it as a grain of salt. I would love to just support you in any way I can, whether it's a smile, a hug at the market, oh my God, you're doing it, vegan peace loving crepes, you know, like that's a beautiful offering. In fact, I'm inspired by this and want to carry this wave of energy that I'm feeling through these last few weeks in my own personal life into business, into personal relations, into business associates, and follow through on my personal commitments. And so yeah, the shift's coming up, and I feel like we can share a little bit more of that during the next part of the Belly Show. I feel like we've shared a beautiful time together, Cecile, in the studio. I'm inspired. Thanks for sharing that awesomeness and touching moment with your mum, your journey through boulangerie and patisserie. I get to smile at that. And also, the most important part is your smile and your beauty.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah. So thanks for being our guest. And we're gonna have to put on a track that's got to do with love. So we're going to do Bob Marley's remix here. And this is in celebration of peace, love, and crepes. Thank you, Cecile. And you're listening to The Belly Show. And you're going to have another 40 minutes or so with me coming up after Cecile vacates. Yasu and Opa.
Just wanted to add something. On the 7th of May, there would be the Rainbow Dance fundraising for the Malang flood victims at the Kohuna Hall. I can never say it in Mainam. It's from 2, I believe, till late. So please come around. I'll be making crepes there by donation. Everything is by donation. There would be chai and everything, just dance. A lot of good people, good vibes. Please come and support the flood victims from Malang. Did I say that? Yeah.
Bay FM 99.9. One step ahead of reality as we know it.
Create with SAE, the leading global specialist in creative media education. From your first day at SAE, you'll start creating on the latest equipment under the guidance of our expert lecturers. Because at SAE, we believe to be job ready, you need to know the job. Enroll now to start in May. Courses in audio, design and film with exciting new deployments in games and animation. To find out more, visit sae.edu.au or phone 1-800-SAE-EDU. Create with SAE Creative Media Institute. Bay FM sponsors.
You're listening to The Belly Show, Sister Brother Elias Opa. This is Love. It certainly is. Thank you, Bob Marley, for the remix. And we had an awesome hour with our beautiful guest, Cecile from Peace, Love and Crepes, and a very generous giveaway too. Thank you. And I hope all our subscribers have been honoured by her grace and presence in the studio today. Let's crack into our market wrap-up. We are in the second Sunday, so we're going to have the Shannon Market, Lennox Head and Alstonville this Sunday. We also got the New Brighton Farmers Market on the Tuesday morning. We have the Moolambar Farmers Market on Wednesday. Thursday, the iconic Byron Bay. Friday is going to be in Mullumbimby. Saturday in Bangalore. And also now we have the Sunday Farmers Market in Ballina. Opa, this is The Belly Show. A little bit excited to be back in the studio. It has been an eventful month for myself. Lots of travels, lots of hugs, and lots of transformations as well. One of the most potent things that I felt during this last period since being on air is the hugs from Ama. Yasu Ama the Mama. It was an awesome, inspired moment that I had with my beautiful and gorgeous partner. Thanks, sweetheart, for supporting me and jumping into the unknown, and also just saying yes. Like, we had this opportunity come up before the weekend of Ama where we were just like, oh yeah, maybe we should go to this. So we had a look online, and lo and behold, we just press click and we got tickets and we spent a weekend with Ama. So, and the retreat was, the energy was just absolutely awesome. And, you know, 800 or so people meditating, you know, doing bhajans and, you know, really checking in and, you know, sharing the love with each other. And for myself, there was this moment where Ama was coming from the car into the main hall. And I just took a moment to check in, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go check out what this is all about. And I walked up, and out of the corner of the eye, you know, she looked at me, and I just went out, put my hand down, and she touched my hand, and I felt this warmth move through my hand, through my whole body, to my body, a tingling sensation, and got to feel the amount of energy that this woman has that's just so benevolent and yummy and warm and open. And yeah, a real magnetic attracting thought space, I tell you. So that was my first experience with Ama, and I got to share that with my beloved as well. We got to have a group hug together, all three of us, and we got to share and seed some intentions for future. And we also got a little Ama doll. Yasu, we have a little child of our own. Our first child is a blessed and awakened Ama doll. So so that was a really powerful weekend. It was spontaneous. It was awesome. It's nice to be able to live life in an inspired way, checking in, tuning in, feeling the energy, the waves of life, and feeling enough freedom to be able to act on that. And I feel like this is something that I'm learning to embody more and more as I navigate through life. In particular, in particular for me, during these last few weeks since that experience, has been one of death, change, transformation. And I've been noticing my tendencies over the last, let's say, 5 years since coming to Byron and, you know, doing the love thing and the baklavas and the halvas festival scene and traveling all over Australia with a huge copious amounts of energy and bringing people along who are inspired to be part of that and give out lots of love and abundance of food and share and hug and all those things that we do. and notice within myself that the life flow energy, call it the stream of livingness, is been teaching me to slow down and check in and let go of the old patterns that we've come from lifetimes ago, or this lifetime, or this old business. And I've been reflecting over the last few weeks and noticed that it is time to just change. So no longer are these patterns, or the way I'm doing business, or the people who I'm associating with in my sphere. It's like a detox on all levels. So it's new for me. I've been addicted to sugar most of my life. I've been addicted to the patisserie nearly all of my, you know, early 20s up until now. And I have a deep appreciation for it, yet I just know that we're birthing something new now. And to carry this new wave of energy, we're going to need to be trailblazers. Like we were saying with Cecile in the previous segment, that she wants to do vegan crepes. And there's no one currently doing that in the scene that I've seen, or solely specializing in that. And I got inspired in that moment. And it's like, well, how can I bring my awesomeness, all that I've cultivated in the last 5 years of hustling and, you know, doing things the hard way and using copious amounts of energy, and do it in a more effective way and deliver it with more grace and with more love, and create that amount of freedom and time necessary to be able to maintain a balanced lifestyle. And that's something that I am currently focusing on with my beautiful new partner, Caitlin. Thanks, sweetheart. I hope you're listening. And noticing that life doesn't need to be a struggle. In fact, that's not a universal law. A universal law that I've been learning recently is for maximal effectiveness is required minimum effort. It's myself who's creating all the extras in there that are not necessary. So when I get a check-in from my partner that's like, hey, you know, you don't need to be up till 12 o'clock doing things and paperwork and busying yourself. In fact, you can do less and earn more is the challenge thrown down. And I'm rewiring my thought brain, my whole matrix to go, yeah, that of course that's possible. Let's execute. So now is that period where it's all up in the air and we get to check in. And that's something that I'd like to offer the listeners. If you're listening right now and you're checking in and your ears are starting to perk up, how about an opportunity to check in to all the things that are not serving you, all those processes that are bringing you dissatisfaction in your life, and allowing, even just if it's your imagination for a moment, to check into what does excite you. And what are the things that maybe you've been putting off due to feeling that you have your own limitations, or et cetera, whatever stories are running, to just let that go for a moment and say, hey, I want to be a fireman. And I never executed that from a young kid. And here I am doing whatever I'm doing in an office per se. Well, for me, I love people and I love connecting with people and sharing lots of copious. Yeah, the food's part of my journey. Of course it is. I mean, I love it. I have orgasms. And in fact, I had some kimchi with some tahini after nearly a 3-day water fast the other day, and I was having orgasms in my mouth. Like, hello, you know, that's the power of food for me. So I'm building this new appreciation and letting go of my old addictions to whatever that is, and learning to have positive addictions, like, you know, really loving the savory parts of our food system that we have access to in our local area through our markets, and checking in with my body and saying, how is this serving me? And because I'm, you know, I'm a light human being, and in order for me to navigate life in an energetic way, actually, I don't need any food. Actually, that's what I'm my new exploration. But little food serves me more than copious amounts or big servings or heavily undigestible food. And I'm like, okay, well, Elias, you know this of yourself. It's time to bring that into integrity with all that you do. So that's the challenge on the table for myself. And I feel excited with this new wave of energy of letting go of all this old stuff. And I think it's time to bring in the help necessary. And one is my current partner, and that's all the people in my sphere of influence at the moment, and move into another way of doing things that gives us more space and freedom to do the things that we know help us